It's your boy YBK from the 8, sitting in the lane, bored as hell, trying to gain some weight. Man's out here trying to spit, but walk on here. Man, it is being, I'm looking at it, it's the 15th of November 2021. The last episode was probably like the 1st of September, man. But man, just kind of lost all that passion, bro. Not even the passion, I just didn't have any ideas, or I didn't have any guests, or I didn't know what to do with the last episode. I had previous guests while I was making the last episode, but it just didn't work out. So I was just thinking maybe I'll just do like a short good part one, maybe part two. We don't know, we might not see that part two. I don't know, depends how long I'm gonna take, because definitely I'm not procrastinating. I was doing other things, like now I'm starting to do the music stuff, so I just want to take the podcast out the list to say that I've completed it. Especially this year, I'm really impressed personally for myself that I actually stuck to my words and actually done this whole podcast stuff like for the summer. Because last year, like 2020 the summer, I was literally saying to my mates and the boys and all, like, yo, I'm about to do this podcast stuff. Wait 2 seconds, gotta wipe all that dust out of this mic, bro. It's been too long. But anyway, yeah, I was kind of just, I'm just glad that I actually stuck to my word, especially because personally, I'm a guy that kind of like, if I don't have the passion, I don't have the confidence, I can't really do anything, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know why, but like, especially fast forward to like 2021, like March, and I was like, darn, I still got to do this podcast. I still got to get this whole setup. And I was nervous because I was like, darn, what happens if this and this and this and all these, like all these negativity, like just came into my mindset, like my own personal negativity, like my mind saying like, yo, they're not gonna like this shit, they ain't gonna rock with this and all that. So I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't do the podcast. But then when I think June, I don't know when I started, I think I started when I started working, but when I first got my first paycheck, and in my head I was like, yeah man, summer, I gotta do this podcast, especially for the people, my nigga. I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for y'all. I'm trying to show that, hey yo, if you just put your mind to it and just like follow your roots and follow your goals, man, especially passion and confidence is what you need. Like, I've been rinsing a lot of Kanye's old interviews, like 2002, 2003, before he became like big, for some inspiration for my music. And he was saying the same thing. It's all about confidence and passion. If you're not confident or passionate, like, in yourself, then you ain't gonna make it, bro. Like, that's the thing, you just gotta have to put that, you just gotta just braven up and just face the criticism, face the maybe the awkwardness and all this, but like, it's gonna be all good. Oh che, my Siri's about to say some dumb stuff, man. Exit. Anyway, so no, I feel better now. I was also sick for the last like 3 weeks, probably a month, because I had like the flu twice. I caught it twice. No corona, fam. Didn't get caught lacking by the corona. Got checked twice and still didn't get caught. Imagine. If your boy can't get caught, then this corona shit ain't real. I'm just joking. But yeah, no, overall, like, life's good now. I'm, like, finding a new hobby to do, which, again, I said was music. A thing that I'm predicting again next summer. Roughly 50 beats by then. So far, I've made three, but two of my favorite ones. The first one is probably, it was kind of like a starter point, so like, I'm not really gonna like stress myself over it. But the second one was like a good jump from the first one. And then the third one, that this beat that I just made today, finished it, uploaded on SoundCloud, that was probably my most polished. That took me a whole week to finish, just because I kept changing. Perfectionist thing, like, I'm like, all that perfectionist thing, I don't know if that's a bloody word, perfectionist, it's, I know perfectionist is the word, but for me, I knew, especially when I was doing music, you had to polish it. That's why I realized it, because with the first type beat I made, I didn't really polish it. I just kind of just went, oh yeah, this is good, because this was my first time purchasing FL Studio on the Mac, and like with my own money, like, nigga, that cost me like $250 and shit, like, bro. So I actually, like, I had the full version and stuff. So that's when I like, and I started that like, when did I get it? I got it like during the time I did the 9th episode. So that's when my whole passion, my whole mindset with this episode 10 and this podcast kind of faded away, because music started kicking in. And also I realized if I like, well, I just needed a break and try out this music thing, because for me, if I don't get fully passionate with about it, like, it dies off. Like, bro, I got like 2 instruments, like 3 actually. I remember when I was like 11, like how they did guitar lessons and stuff, because man, watching that Disney stuff, man, seeing them Jonas Brothers and all, I was like, bro, I want to be like them, you know, like that type thing, you know what I mean? So I was like, all right, mama, can you get me a guitar? And I'll start playing the music stuff. And then she was like, all right, that's cool. And I got the guitar and stuff. But then when I did my, like, guitar lessons, I only did 3 weeks and left. Mainly because this was my first time taking a bus by myself. So it was a bit too much paranoia for me. Like, I was, like, getting off, like, stops 2 or 3 stops earlier than the usual stop, because I was so paranoid if I missed the bus and all. I mean, missed the stop and all, because I was always, like, late. Like, and personally, like, me being late is, like, a common thing. Like, not actually, I'm not actually late. I'm always, like, just on time or just a minute or 2 late. But I'm never, like, 5, 10 minutes early, 15. I never do that. I'm always, like, last 5 minutes. I'm pacing myself, especially in work. But anyway, yeah, I was rocking with the whole guitar thing for like 3 weeks, and then I was like, yeah, this ain't it. I just didn't have the passion. And again, I was 11 when I was still in the prime season for my sports. So for me, my mentality was mainly just focusing on just playing sports, because like, I was doing GA at the moment, and also I was kind of transitioning into maybe doing a different sport, which turned out to be football or soccer for the Americanos. But yeah, nah, then after the football thing, I thought maybe, again, sports was going to be. And that's when I started doing basketball. Loved basketball. And then last year, in August, I tore my ligament. And that changed a bit of what happened now. It made me realize that now I'm kind of not as athletic anymore. Not as flexible, because my, like, ligament. The thing is, I was pretty tapped, because, not even tapped, it was just, this was during the pandemic. Especially last year, which was peak pandemic. I call it peak pandemic. But it was a time when I remember I tore my ligament working out in my mom's room, because I was doing, I think I was doing like lunges or something, or like, no, I was jogging on the spot. But I went back and like, I twisted it on the side of the bed and I heard a crack. But luckily I pulled my, I like leaped onto the bed. And I thought I broke it. I was like, yep, this is it. I've officially broken a bone. But it was actually just a torn ligament. And the thing is, my mom got us an ambulance, because, again, we don't have a car. So like, she got us an ambulance, and we're not traveling all the way to the hospital, especially like, it's like 20 minutes. And I remember, like, I have a torn ligament. I'm not limping all the way. We got the ambulance, and these neeks, man, like, we called an ambulance, and these guys are like, how's the pain? I was like, it's like a 7 out of 10, because they took forever, first of all. So, like, the pain kind of got away, and also, like, the adrenaline was still there. So, I think it's like a 7 out of 10. And he's like, so why did you call the ambulance? Nigga, I don't have a car. And definitely, I'm not getting into a transport. My nigga, do your job and stop asking questions. Like, golly, I hate when, like, man, I hate when niggas just being neeks for no reason. Do your job and shut the hell up, man, like. And it was so annoying, because, like, they were kind of pouring more of the blame on my mom. Like, oh, you're just wasting. Some random bystander, nigga, it's none of your goddamn business. And she was like, damn, this old neek just came up and was like, hey, you know there's poor people that have much. I get it, nigga. That's why there's other ambulances, nigga. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about us. Don't worry about you. You don't worry about us. We don't worry about you, nigga. Don't be in our, like, business like that, man. I hate niggas that just get in. Especially Ireland. Ireland is very known for people getting into your business, man. This is why sometimes I don't like this country, just because niggas never, like, don't know what personal space is. Actually, the UK, America, actually, there's so many countries, actually. No, I'm not going to diss Ireland, but actually, Ireland's just mainly common, just because I was born here and, like, again, I'm raised around here. But in South Africa, actually, too, there's not really people in your business, but nah, man. Especially white people. I'm not being bad out to you white people, but nigga, you just need to chill with getting into, like, nigga. I'm sorry, I'm going to start ranting this bitch, but motherfucker, like, leave me alone. Like, please. Did your parents ever taught you to mind your goddamn business, man. I'm so tired of, like, people interfering when there's some situation that, like, is none of their business. The only situation you should interfere is when there's something that's, like going down here, like, shit happens. But nowadays, it's more like they're doing the opposite. Instead of interfering to, like, maybe a car on fire, they'll just record that shit. Like, nigga, help the motherfucker. That's the only time you get into someone's business, when you need to help the motherfucker. But, like, if I'm having a conversation or if I'm having some, like, kind of issue or something and I have to just be alone, nigga, don't get involved, my nigga. Like, God, man, fuck. It's a bit irritating, man, because for me especially, I'm, an only child. So, for me, personal space is very important for me because, like, bro, I'm just not used to that whole interfering with other people's, like, lifestyle, interfering with other people's personal issues. Nigga, if I'm feeling sad, if I'm doing this, I just isolate from the world because it makes me happy. Isolate from the world, get off the media, get off social media, work out, do some shit, do some hobbies, and I'm back to normal. Like, I just don't need other niggas trying to, like, comfort me, you know what I mean? I'm not that guy that, like, the thing is, I don't get sad easily. Like, I mean, I don't get depressed. I get sad, but I don't get depressed. So, like, I know, and the thing is, I know me to the point where I know how to resolve that depression. Well, that sadness, why am I saying depression? That sadness. And then I'm chill. Like, I was pretty down yesterday and the day before, but, like, now today I'm, like, probably in my favorite mood just because I finished that beat, man. That beat was muy bien. What's it called? Slow Crip Rock on SoundCloud by Unknown User. Listen to that shit, my nigga. Listen to that shit. But anyway, don't be doing all that criticism right now. Like, this is the thing. I'm only just started doing the music shit now. I only just started around, like, start of October. I started just dropping out, making more beats, this and that and that. Because I was more inspired now. I have the passion now. That's the thing. For me, I get passion. Like, I was doing music for reasons. Like, I was using the Reason software back in the lockdown, and I was making good beats, but, like, the thing was, I wasn't making the beats that people would, like, fuck with or listen to, like, all the normal trap hip-hop, all that shit like that. I was just like, messing around, knowing my rhythm, knowing experimental shit, and I, like, it was cool. Excuse me. It was actually so cool back then, because I was literally just in my own world, just making my own music, because my phone was gone. I didn't have a phone for a month, so I was just doing some other hobbies, working out and all this stuff, and I actually gained a lot from that. But now I'm on FL Studio, and it was kind of hard for me to switch to FL Studio, but now I've gotten I've gotten very good with it, and I've made pretty good improvements. Like, I can, like, I've, like, especially this new one, this was probably my first polished song, because it took me, like, again, a week, a lot of changes, a lot of instrumentals being moved around, shift around, left, right, and center, because for me, again, now I've learned from Reasons, too, because Reasons, again, I did the exact same thing I did with the first beat in FL Studio, which is just throw it out there, even though it's not 100%, because I will still see, like, well, the thing is, I'll still re-listen to it and see, yeah, okay, everything is not messed up, it's not glitched, that's the good thing. But it's just, like, you can tell I could put a bit more, like, effort into it. I could polish it, I could maybe change a bit of, like, the beat and make it more, like, unique and interesting. So that's what I was doing with, like, the last two songs that I've made. The other song that I've, not song, man, the other beat I've made, the second one, I haven't uploaded it yet because, man, is just, like, again, I'll upload it, but I just, again, it's about confidence. right now for me, confidence has kind of been a slight issue for me throughout my teenagehood. Before I started going out more, like 14, 13, man, I was the menace to society type thing, man. I was like, that's the thing I kind of miss, when I had that mentality of not caring, because back then I didn't have social media, back then I didn't know much about technology. Like, I, the only thing I knew was computers, laptop, iPad, the Xbox 360, and when it was going next gen too, but I didn't get next gen until 2015. But back then I was just being a kid, vibing, especially when I was 14. Like, everyone was transitioning into being a teenager. I was just being a kid, man, a grown-ass kid, just enjoying life, playing sports, going home, going to school, hanging out with mates, doing stuff. And then, like, 16, 17, hanging out, peer pressure, this and that, kind of ruined a tiny bit of my, like, identity. and confidence, just because the people I was around with and the people I associate with, and people like nowadays, like, I just realized, especially when I was doing all that session stuff and going out partying and all this, I just realized I was always just different, especially being a black guy in a country where everyone looks the exact same. I'm not even being bad out, but man, half these niggas out here just dressed up the same, acting the same, doing the same stuff, man. Like, that's not me, man. I'm not one of those. I can't. Especially when I was a kid, I just always wanted to stand out. I always wanted to be Sean Obadjie. Sean Obadjie. That's what I wanted to be. I didn't want to be this guy. No, I was proud of who I am. I was proud of how crazy and energetic I was, because that was who I was, like, you know? Like, I wasn't afraid. Like, now, like, when 16, 17, 18, I didn't show that real me. I was kind of trying to fit in, but it also brought me, like, a bit of me, which was messing it up. So, now, turning 21 in a few months, fuck that, man. I'm just being me. I'm enjoying me. I'm loving me. Probably, like, last year and this year, probably the best time I've loved myself without feeling like, damn, I'm selling my soul. But also, it's been kind of a hard, like, years, this year specifically, mentally for me, because of just the social media, socializing. It's now kicked into me that, yeah, nigga, I ain't one of you niggas. I'm completely, not completely, nah, yeah, hell yeah, I'm completely different. Fuck that, I'm way different than half these niggas out here, man. I'm sorry, I can admit that I'm like 100% different to half, like, everyone I know, everyone I talk to in Dublin. Because, like, the thing is, especially in society now, it's all about fitting in so you don't look out of place. But nigga, you're just not enjoying you, man, and you're only just pleasing human beings, and the human beings that have their own sin, their own mistakes, their own issues, and you're just trying to please them. Like, the only, like, for me, again, who's a religious kind of guy, the only person I should be fearing is God, man. That's what I've learned, especially when Donda came out. Let me tell you about that. Donda, the greatest album this year, the greatest album personally of all time for me, the best Kanye West album of all time for me. Do you know why? Because for me, religion and parenting, two big things in that album that I definitely relate to, which it helped me. Especially when the album came in, it just kind of gave me that motivation. If I was feeling down, come to life, start getting hyped. Or Tell the Vision, like, come on, man. Now the deluxe just came in, like, it just came this, like, today. And I've loved the deluxe, I loved the new four songs, especially the one with Andre 3000. But then Tell the Vision got, like, remade. I don't care, but I actually low-key like the old version, the OG version, the whole messed up, like, all screwed up and all, but, like, it just sounded pretty entertaining. I don't know why people lost their minds when they first heard it, when they were like, oh, this is trash, like, bro, allow it. But, like, for me, when I was listening to the Donda album, the first time I was listening with all the boys and all, it was just amazing. It was so amazing. But my biggest fear was there was too many songs for me to actually like. Fast forward from, like, what's it? It came out September the 4th, did it? Sunday, September the 4th. Let me double check that, because I hate getting my facts wrong. I'm sorry. I gotta check that stuff. But, yeah, September the 4th, it came out. And a week after it came out, I started, because Remote Control was probably, and still one of my favorite songs on the album. But then Jail became OP. Then No Child Left Behind. Like, I love No Child Left Behind. Off the Grid became the song of the year. Hurricane actually started becoming banging. Praise God. Come to Life. Spirit Alive. Okay. Juna. Oh, my days. God Breed. My bro, the whole album just, like, it just got better each week. Especially now. Like, to this day, I'm still rinsing this album. And it's been, like, over 2 months since the album came, and I've been just rinsing it, just because, bro, it's just, it's so authentic, it's so creative, and that's the thing that kind of disappointed me when I saw the social media, like, reactions and response, and some people saying, that's when I realized, man, like, we're in a generation where, like, everyone just loves the exact same shit, the exact same repetitive shit. And I was listening to Kanye West's new interview, like the funny one, the really funny one, where he's just there talking shit about like everyone, even Big Sean and all this. And when he was talking like in the part two about the Yeezys and all this, to be honest, I never got Yeezys because like I wasn't too much of a fan of Yeezys, and it also was like too expensive, and man's not that like balling with money, you know. But like what I liked about the Yeezys was every single like season it was something different. That's why I gave props to Kanye, and especially what Kanye said too in the album. I mean, in the interview, he's saying that, like, for me, at least I'm trying something different. I'm trying to shape up. I'm trying to update. I'm trying to upgrade. I'm trying to make more and more new stuff. And trying to, because like, nigga, Nike ain't doing shit. Like, bro, they just keep bringing back Jordans and Air Force Ones and all the old stuff. Like, bro, we need some new stuff, man. You can't just bring all the stuff back in the 80s and bring it to 2021, my guy. Because, bro, we're never going to leave the 80s if we just don't have a future of new stuff. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of new, like, Balenciaga and all. And even that, man. Fuck Balenciaga and, like, Louis Vuitton, Calvin, all them BS designer shoes, man. Like, 3K, are you tapped, man? Like, I get understandable for, like, it's mainly, like, for ballers, man. But, like, bro, like, I'm just a dude, man. From the city. Like, in the city, just as a street boy, you know? Man just wears these Vans, Converse, Nike, Jordans, anything that's like below 160, man. That's what I can get, man. Just because, man, like, man can't just be spending that much money on like a shoe. 3K, you got me. Nah, let me see this. Let me see this. Let me see this. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Let me see the Balenciaga shoes. And the weird thing is, when I see niggas wear that, I can see in their face they seem like they're the shit. But nigga, you know you just wasted like I don't know how much. Like, let me see, Balenciaga runners, let's see these. Ah yeah, but back in the day, like what's a 645 now? Like what's it like, I think a year ago or 2 years ago it was like a K, 1.5K. Niggas were out here raping that fucking shoe, Balenciaga Speed sneakers, black polyester, not bro. Now, I'll give respect to Balenciaga again. They're doing their shit, though, with the whole designing. Like, I always looked at Balenciaga, and I was like, yeah, there's some really lit shoes. But, bro, it's too expensive, man. Like, chill with the price, man. 800, bro, you got me fucked up, man. If the Xbox and the PS5 is cheaper than that, nigga, you got me fucked up, man. Especially shoes that, like, man. I'm just looking at these. I'm actually just looking at these. I'm like, damn. Some of these shoes are just mad. Like, they're actually good. Like, I won't lie. The design and all is, like, mad creative and, like, good enough. But, like, bro, it's so expensive, man. Like, some of you niggas actually could afford that. And I'll give you a props. Well done. Do you want a medal? But a nigga like me, who's kind of just into kind of using, like, providing, like, if I had 895 right now, I'll just use that shit to maybe upgrade, like, some beats, maybe get some plugins, like, do something with that money, like something hobby wise. Not get one, like what's it, just a, like pairs of shoes for like $8.95 that you gotta have to wear it rarely, because like niggas can either rob you for that, or especially if you live in an island where the weather is dusty as hell, you're gonna have to wait until like the summer to just flaunt them. Like, bro, I can't be doing that stuff, man. You know what I mean? Like, for me, again, when with the whole Nike Air Force, I'm not throwing digs at the Nike Air Force, because I have a lot of Air Forces, because it's, like, a big thing in the UK and Ireland, like. But at least they're, like, affordable. That's why I just, and, like, again, they're decent. Like, they're good shoes, like. But, like, the only thing that's just pissing me off is how much they crease, man. Like, them motherfuckers crease so easily, man. You don't have crease protectors, you're done out here. So, like, at least that's like only 100. Now, actually, you remember, man, I remember back in like 2018 when I got my first Air Force Ones, like the white ones, and they were only just like 90 euro. Nigga, that shit is now 110, 115. What? Damn. Like, even like some of these air, like the Air Forces I've got now are like, I have to spend like 150, 140. Back then, it used to be like 120, 110 for like the high tops. Now it's like 150, 160, 180. I'm like, you got me messed up. Even the Jordans here, man. Now, let me tell you about the, like, man. I'm sorry, I don't know how we got into the shoes, but Jordans in Ireland, man, Just have a next store built. Just, you see all them accommodations you're building, all them useless accommodations and all the stuff that you're overcrowding the whole area, my nigga. Instead, just build a store to make more profit. Like, build a Nike store, put a Nike store there, Jordan store, an Adidas store, like brand stores, man. Because I'm sick and tired of going to JD and seeing the same shoes on sale. Same shoes, fresh new edges just coming in. The white Nike Air Forces. Bro, I've seen that for 6 years, man. They ain't new. Like, they gotta chill, man. Like, JD is the shittest shop, I'm sorry, to just get any shoes, man. They just have the exact same recycled shoes, man. I don't understand, but Ireland is poor, man. I know that. We ain't that rich. We're like the third world country of Europe, my nigga. So understand, like, yeah. But nigga, now we're balling now, especially now how tourist sites, everyone is trying to claim that they're Ireland in America. Like, nigga, use all that money to build more shit that can actually give you more income, especially in Ireland where everything is all about having branded stuff. Why don't you just build a like brand stores? Like, you go to the UK, Stratford Center, all them niggas, shout out to all them niggas that take photos in Stratford and call it a holiday, nigga. You're just next door. But anyway, niggas be going to Stratford Center, you can see all the Nike stores, all that shit, and then you get all the good stuff, man. You actually get like the actual proper, like you get the Jordans you wanted. Because bro, I'll be looking at size X and these niggas are reselling that shit for like how much? Bro, I just want some nice high Jordan ones. Like, can a brother just get that? Can a brother just get that without waiting for it for a month and a half from America and including taxes, like 40% taxes, nigga? Are you goddamn stupid, bro? It's kind of sad because everything is about money, especially nowadays where recession part two is like on some crack right now. So everything is up the price, bro. Petrol's up the price. Life's up the price, bro. It's crazy how we're living it, man. I wouldn't say it's the craziest time, the worst time. Niggas be saying, yeah, this is the worst time you ever living in. Nigga, there's more times that are terrible. Like, it's just a repeat in history that there's always going to be some periods of time where shit is going to be downhill. World War One, World War Two, Cold War, Vietnam War, slavery, segregation, the SARS incident, the flu, Black Death, all them, they have their periods where there is some fuckery in the world. So this corona thing ain't shit, man. I'm sorry. This corona ain't nothing, bro. Like, well, again, people are losing it, but this, it's I don't even want to talk about it, man, because I got my vaccine. I don't really care about what's happening. As soon as I got the vaccine, that was the end of corona for me. I'm going outside. If I get it, I get it. I'll just fight it off in a day. That's all. Niggas out here fucking paranoid. Sorry, dirty. You're not wearing a mask in the store. Like, chill, nigga. Mind your own goddamn business. I ain't sniffing or coughing, so you gotta relax, man. I know I'm 100% healthy going to the store. I just have asthma. Can't be breathing that mask. Now I'm joking. But like, it's a weird world we're living in, especially 20 now. My mom told me, like, you're only realizing how real the world is now. And yeah, man, it just kind of suck. Like, that's when I realized, like, bro, I can't be wasting my time doing the same stuff I've been doing for the last 4 years, because that was teenagehood, you know what I mean? Like, I did all that stuff back when I was a teenager. It was all fun when you were a teenager, because responsibility was like nothing. Now that I'm 20, turning 21, working, college, doing music, doing this podcast, at least it's given me some, like, what's it, like, some opportunities on the way to actually develop my skill into a career. But I'm seeing, like, my, like, people I know, people I've seen that just look a bit lost, man. And it kind of saddens me, because these are niggas that I've, like, rocked with for a while, hanged out with, and I'm just seeing them look a bit lost, man. Like, I don't know what is different between me and them when it comes to passion and looking at the future and looking at the long-term aspect in life, because that's what I always look at. I'm always looking to be like, yo, I don't want just temporary fame or temporary trend or temporary this or that, temporary money. I want a long run fun. I want to make history, you know what I mean? I want to be, again, my biggest goal in life. I don't even care about the money. I don't really care about the fame. Well, like, the fame, like, there's two types. Like, there's the, I want to be on the media 24/7. That ain't me. I'm a private person. I just want to be known for being, for all the talent, like, the stuff that I have, all this talent that I have. Like, I thought sports would do that, but, like, again, I live in Ireland. I gotta move. But, like, I'm going to South Africa in 2 weeks. That is, like, I've been so excited for that. Like, you don't know how much, like, I've been waiting for this moment. Because especially South Africa. South Africa for me is like therapy from Ireland. The last time I went was 2019. And I remember I was just 18 then, waiting for the results, panicking, thinking that this could be it. My life is finished because my results might not even be high. And then I got my results, did passed everything, which I was happy with. And I was like, all right, dang, so I can get a PLC course. Oh, I see, I've got a PLC course. But, like, anyway, South Africa taught me something, especially, like, I was always a messy kid before I went to South Africa in 2019. Never cleaned my room. It would be, like, once every month I'll clean my room. But since how dusty South Africa is, with all these ants, everything, you actually have, like, it actually taught me so much of the importance of hygiene. And now I came back to South Africa cleaning, like, taking a shower, like, probably twice a day, brush my teeth twice a day, wash my face 3 times a day and stuff and all that, and, like, keeping my body, like, clean, healthy and all this. I learned that from, like, 2019 South Africa. That's why I feel like this year South Africa is going to be like 10 times better. Because even 2019, it was my best and worst year, like, time in South Africa. Best time because it taught me so much. Worst time, I wasted 4 weeks doing pretty much nothing by staying in the village and just roaming around cities, getting chased by some old guy, almost getting killed, this and that. But it taught me something as well. And especially now that I'm going to South Africa again, part 2, 2021 South Africa. Let's get it. I have my music stuff here, got my mic here, got my phone, everything is like A-OK, what I always wanted. So I'm going to be busy, I'm going to get all these assignments out of the way so I can have a holiday in South Africa, but not a holiday, it's a mission for me, it's not just a holiday, it's like a proper mission. And especially what's different this year is that we're going to be able to go to Cape Town straight away from like Dublin to Cape Town, instead of going to my main hometown, East London, and then just dying there of boredom. Like, Cape Town is like one of the biggest tourist sites and the biggest, like, most popular area in South Africa. So for me, opportunity is what I'm looking at. I want to find so much opportunity there. I want to, like, gain so much knowledge so I can come back to Ireland with so much passion, so much motivation, and so much ability, to the point where I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going to make it out of here. I'm definitely going to have such a bizarre life, because, bro, I've always had a bizarre life since I was a kid. So for me to end it at the age of 20, I'm just like my kids in the future being like, yeah, so daddy, so, like, what do you do after school? I was like, yeah, I just went to college, got work, got the degree, finished, worked. Then had kids, got married, had kids, died. Like, nigga, I'm not fucking doing that, man. I gotta make a story. I gotta make a history. I gotta be in my deathbed with my books. Look, reading them before I pass away and be like, damn, I had such a mad life. Look at me now. Hey, look at me now. Ew. I'm getting paper. Like, come on. Chris Brown said that back in 2010. Busta Rhymes, all them niggas. Like, that's what I wanna be. I was like, especially when I was young, I always wanted to be, I just wanted to use all this ability, talent, knowledge, like, skills, and put them to use, and actually use it as a career-wise, especially, like, going back to the ligament, that changed me, because it made me realize that maybe sports isn't going to bring me anywhere further, especially basketball. I'm, like, not going to brag or anything, but I'm pretty good at basketball, especially been learning. I didn't play basketball professionally, like, with school and all this. I just been practicing, watching NBA, watching clips, and just dribbling in my house. Bought a ball, dribbled, like, for a couple of times. Like, I remember work when I was doing midnights, and I'll finish at 7. I'll just go to Sun Drive and just start shooting hoops there for an hour before I go to, like, sleep. And that was beautiful for me. Like, that was something, like, that, like. And then it made me realize, like, even though, like, with the injury, I won't be able to be as informed. Like, I could still be informed. Like, I'm only 20. I still have my prime. But, like, it made me realize that I gotta stop really focusing too much on the sports. Especially now in my age where I'm kind of confused on what I'm gonna do. Because I finished football, like, when I was 17. And, like, that was the main sport that I was, like, more potential in it. Like, more opportunity to go further. But I just but it was just kind of wasted because some Nick didn't do his scouting right. And that's when I realized, like, that, like, I'll use all the sports, I'll use all the sports and all just, like, as a hobby kind of thing. Like, as a, like a thing I do with the boys, mess around, play some sports. But I'll still play competitively because, like, that's who I am. I love sports to the point where it's, like, I'll play any friendly and I'll still cry and, like, slide tackle you 2 feet. Like, even though it's just, like, a little exhibition match and a half, I take that shit personally. But it also made me realize that I also have to look at other things than just relying on sports. So that's why music started to come back to me. I look at my piano. I bought a MIDI beat and all this. So, and I've got an FL Studio. So the music thing is like the next big thing. While this podcast season 2, baby. Next year, like, that's what I'm saying. Everything is going into now this creative side. And especially the course that I'm doing in college, the new media studies, that has helped me so much when it comes to creativity. So, like, everything is actually surprisingly turned out pretty well. I'm actually so happy to see what's going to happen in the long run. But for now, for me personally, I've actually realized I might... All this going now stuff is going to be pretty limited because I really do want to actually spend time working on a lot of the things that I want to do and actually present them to explore on this because, man, I don't want to be no deadbeat boomer, man. I don't want to live this basic life everyone's living, you know? I want to live the lavish life. I want to be around the world, like, traveling, going places left, right, center. Especially with this whole Donda album, Kanye. Like, I remember just seeing his picture. He'll be in, like, after the album dropped, he was in, like, Germany. And then he was in Italy. Then he was in France. Like, that's the thing I want to do. I want to be in, like, business calls, doing this, like, giving ideas and all this and all that. Because, like, bro, like, it's just wasted potential that I fear. I have all this, and I'm just going to waste it. By living a basic life. Nah, man, can't do that stuff, man. 20 years, don't have that mentality. But it's all about patience, too. That's what I've learned. Because a lot of these people that I was inspired to, Donald Glover, Kanye, Jay-Z, all these, like, big guys, and most definitely all of them, like, they didn't become big until, like, late into their 20s. Or mid into their 20s. So patience is really the big key for me. And again, when I say South Africa having opportunity there, it reminds me of America. Because fuck America, I'm not going there. I'm joking. At the moment, that place is a bit tough. So, and again, it's a bit expensive. But opportunity-wise, I have at least a background, which is South Africa, a country that's the most developed in Africa. And also has brought out a lot of big stars like Trevor Noah, A. Reese, Nasty C, all them. What's his, the DJ who did that song with Drake and More Life. What's that? What's his name, bro? He's like, he's paralyzed in one arm. Let me see. South African DJ. Black Coffee. How the hell did I forget him? Thank goodness I didn't even check the result because I would have been vexed if I actually had to see it. But Black Coffee. Like, all them, man, they all came from South Africa, and they all did something in South Africa to make themselves known. It's all about making yourself heard in your country first to be big elsewhere. But Ireland ain't it, man. I'm not being bad now. But after, like, the whole football thing, I've realized Ireland ain't it when it comes to making myself heard, especially being a black guy. Born and raised in Ireland. I'm not being bad out. Reggie Snow's, all them niggas, they, like, Reggie Snow is probably the only known black guy that I know from Ireland. Like, bro, there needs to be more of us. And I'm not gonna include the drill artists because I'm not gonna lie, you niggas might probably die and, like, not die physically, I mean music wise, you might guys die, because the thing is, drill is getting too repetitive to the point where it's going to die, and it's going to be a lot harder to make your preference, your flow, your style known, because niggas are all doing it. That's the thing when it comes to uniqueness, is like that thing died off. Like, nigga, it's all about trying to show or trying to express a different side, something that no one has done, kind of thing. Like, yeah, you can do the drill, but do something completely different than the drill. Maybe change the drill sound, update it to now the future drill, maybe this and that. Like, Pop Smoke is probably the only drill artist that I'll say has changed the game the most. Like, you can kill me and crucify me and say, hey, what about this guy in the UK? Hey, piss off, man. I'm talking about, like, Poppy. Big Poppy. Big Pop Smoke, no homo. Like, this guy, like, I remember Welcome to the Party. I didn't even like drill, but Pop Smoke was the first person that got me into proper into drill, besides B-Side 30 and KO. But, like, when it came to American drill and drill officially, Welcome to the Party, when it came out in, like the first 7 days, and I saw it, I was like, I just saw my, like, recommendation. I was like, all right. And I heard that voice, and I was like, baby, welcome to the party. I was like, who the f? And I beat bitch on my thumb. Give me a lick. I was like, damn, this guy is definitely blowing up. And then, like, I think a few weeks later, Dior came out, and that's when I was like, yeah, this guy is definitely blowing up. Unfortunately, man, RIP to that nigga Pop, man. That guy was just something. That, like, that voice, everything, that's the thing. It was just so unique. That's why even when he died, he had such a huge legacy. And he only was there for, like, how long was he, like, famous for? I think, like, 9 to 10 months. But still, he had such a huge impact over them span of 10 months before he passed away. And it's so sad just to see him, like, go away and, like, all that gone. Because we'll never have anyone like that. Like, there was so many niggas trying out to be Pop Smoke. But, like, my friend, it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? You can't do like that. You gotta have your own kind of style. You can't just rinse or copy someone else. Like, that's the thing I don't get. I don't know about the music industry, and that's why it's kind of weird in the music industry, because there's industry plants, which is like niggas brought into the industry, but like the industry and like promoted. There's the Icons and the Future and like that shit, like, but then there's other niggas that are just coming up and they're just copying, they're actually copying instead of kind of like taking some influence and kind of making your own kind of style. Niggas are actually just copying what's trending. But that, like, for me, it works temporarily until the trend dies. That's the thing. When the trend dies, what are you gonna do? What's your music gonna be now? Like, that's why, yeah, maybe have, like, take some notes and then make your own kind of style. That's what I've always wanted to do. Take notes and, like, even with the beats, when I was learning off how to make, like, trap beats, 808s, all these madness, I was listening to the guy who was teaching me on YouTube. But I was also using my own kind of instruments. I wasn't copying exactly from. I was copying his display, how he displays and how what he has to put in. But I was using my own beats, my own rhythm, my own everything to make my own personal song, my own personal beat. And I was so happy with it, because that what I saw when I realized when it comes to like making anything, doing anything is. You can either be really unique and have your like have something completely different, or just get influenced by someone and then make your own kind of tweak your own kind of style. Like, that's the thing. Like, you don't see Travis Scott copying exactly Kid Cudi. Like, yeah, Travis Scott got like influenced by Cudi, but like Travis did something completely different though. He made the humming way more echoey, way more this and that. Mike Dean, this beat, and like that was crack. Like, that's what I say is good influence. Like, that was some crack. Like, Travis Scott is himself now. Travis Scott is Travis Scott, and Kid Cudi is Kid Cudi. You don't want to be like, oh, yeah, he's the B-Tech Kid Cudi. Well, he's the B-Tech Travis. Like, nah, you don't want to be like that. Like, that's the thing. And that's, like, what I'm, like, trying not to do, what I'm trying not to be. Like, even this podcast, I'm trying to be as unique as I can. Free my mind, boy. I don't want to, like, do all this doo-doo stuff, like, you know what I mean? Like, free my mind on all this politics stuff. Like, even the new season, like, after looking back to all the old episodes, there's a lot of improvement to do, especially with the topics, because there's sometimes where I'll be just repeating some of the topics from previous episodes to this episode, just mainly because man just rants. Like, bro, when I start ranting, I just don't know how to shut up. So now at least I got to learn from the first season how the podcast worked, and I got the confidence to even upload it. And yeah, like, I'll say the podcast especially helped me so much confidence-wise to upload. Because I remember when I was doing the first one, I was so hesitant to drop it. Especially since it was me and my mom. But, like, again, some of the decent feedback, I was impressed. And then I was like, listen, all right, the people want it, so I got to do it. And then I did it. Now, what's it, 9 episodes deep? Now the 10th one here? I'm impressed. I can literally look at 2021 as the year that I made a podcast. Like, that's the thing. Like, I can look at last year, 2020, as the year I became the MJ of basketball and art. Who's 5'7", became the MJ of basketball. Like, I'm just saying, I'm a guy. Actually, not even MJ. I'm like F Michael Jordan. Allen Iverson. I'm the Allen Iverson, because I got them hands, boy. I'm the Allen Iverson of Irish basketball. Like, if I did play in, like, if there was an Irish league, hell yeah, I would dominate the shit out of that. I know that. I'm confident as mad now. Just like 45 minutes in, I'm already confident. I was gonna do half an hour, but I'm on smoke right now, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, yeah, I can say it to myself 100%. If I put in the work, I will put in the work. I'll be determined. And I could just dominate the Irish league if I have to. Even if I'm 5'7", these niggas are 6'6", I'll whoop them niggas' asses. Like, I don't care, man. I got that passion. I got that skill set. Niggas were doubting me when I was playing left back. When I was playing football in Howard's Cross. Like, not doubting me, but, like, I even doubt myself. I was like, why is this coach putting me as left back? Two player of the years. Who's, like, 5'6", 5'5", back then. Not even, yeah, like, 5'5", 5'4", back then, playing left back. Just had pace and just... like, what's it? I just had intelligence when it came to tackling. Because the thing was, I knew I might not be the physical guy, but I had something that made that position my position. And then I dominated the league. I won't lie, I dominated the ISDFL league. Raped that shit, like, as a left back. Consistent. I'm not being cocky, but, like... And again, shout out to all the niggas in the team, man. House Cross for life, boys. That's the thing. But, like, that's the thing, man. Like, it's all about confidence, passion, and mentality that you can get you far. It's not really about the people that you impress. Because, nigga, some people might not fuck with, like, what you're doing. Like, actually, majority of people won't fuck with what you're doing. But the unknowns will. The ones that wanted to do what you do will. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people that came up to me and was like, yeah, man. Like, some people I haven't talked to in a while. They're like, yeah, man, I listened to some of your episodes, man. It's brave of you. Like, I'm respect for doing the podcast. And I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting that, like. That's when I realized, like, the people that, when I was making an episode, I thought I was going to make it for, like, everyone to listen, like, for the main people, I was, like, main target for them, but some of them didn't even listen to my podcast. So that's when I realized, like, I shouldn't really just be focusing on just a specific group. I should be focusing on everyone, you know what I mean? Every race, every gender, every species, every object, like, you know what I mean? Every preference. Like, that's the thing, man. So, yeah, this episode is basically just me kind of letting out my feelings, you know? I'm in my feelings right now. Not in my feelings, but I'm just like, you know, I just got to get some shit out of my chest, especially. I was thinking, when am I going to do this 10th episode? And I'm surprised I did it on the 15th of November, 2021, at 11:30 at night. And the reason why I actually whipped out this mic was because I was actually just doing my assignment on my fantasy, on my... albums of the years and this, and I was just this, like, I was pulling this, I was typing this, and then behind was Tim Westwood and Kanye's old interview back in, like, 2003, and it was just, what's his name, Dame Dash was making some real shit. Like, I was overhearing him while I was doing my thing, and he was saying some real shit, and that just hit me, and I was like, damn, I better brush this dust off this mic and actually do the shit that I always wanted to do. And that's the thing, this whole podcast wasn't for me to be, like, you know, I don't even know, man, but, like, like, the podcast for me specifically is just me loving to talk. I love talking. Talk. Like, that's who I am. I'm always a chatty person, especially when the people I want to chat with. And I'm always excited when people listen to me. I'm not being bad. I'm more of a guy who loves talking more than listening. I won't lie. Like, I love telling people my stories. I love seeing their reaction. I just love being the dude that can keep people happy, the dude that can make people laugh. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, sometimes I listen. But, nah, man, that's why I wanted to do this podcast, just because it was something that, number one, I always had, which was my ability to talk. And, like, I was like, let me just do this. I don't even care if, like, even season 2, I don't really care too much about the guests. I just want to talk. I want to upgrade. I'm going to even do more YouTube versions of this. I'm going to put more of the uploads onto YouTube, more videos versions of it, like my little iPhone XL type shit stuck on the wall recording me talking and shit. Like, that's the one I want to do, especially in South Africa. I don't know if, like, definitely, I'm definitely not starting season 2 until probably this summer again, because I do need to get all my assignments out of the way first of all, and all this stuff, so I can be more free, especially music too. Music is kind of just stuck in my head, and I really want to get into the production section, because boy, I'm not, I like the rapping thing is gonna take some time until I know that I'm fully good with these beats and good at making these beats. I just want to, like, for me, this is like, I'm just doing this for me. Like, competition wise, I don't really care, but I know specifically I have something a bit special. Like, it's just the commitment. Once I'm committed, I can do anything. Like, again, when I say the basketball, like, basketball literally taught me how committed I am when I love something. Like, for the last 2 years, 2019, yeah, it was like end of 2019 I started, like, proper playing basketball because I bought my basketball. And then throughout 2020 I was just rambling that thing, especially summer. Every day me and the boys would just play basketball, and all started because my ass just really loved basketball. Because football just died off. Even watching it just died off. So I started watching the NBA, and I started loving how they were able to control the ball in this. And I just kept on teaching myself. I kept on looking at tutorials. I kept doing this. Kept training until I got there. I'll be at the court for like 2 hours just shooting and dribbling, shooting, sweating, dying. Arms are stiff. But I was just glad that I kept seeing so much improvement every now and then when I keep going back into the court every day or every weekend. I'm like, darn, I'm getting better with this shooting. Oh, darn, this control. And then I'll be playing with, like, some local people, and I'll be raping these motherfuckers. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, put your mind into it. Have the passion. Like, the thing is, it's not all about having the passion to do something. It's if you have the passion to do it. Because the thing is, you can, for example, you can like music, but if you don't have the passion to do it, then you're not going to be the producer. You're not going to be an artist, a singer, unless you're really that passionate about it, if you're really that committed. Because once you have the passion, that's when love for the thing. Like, I love basketball. Until this day, I'm not going to lie, as much as I love football because it was my, like, childhood thing to, like, play, basketball turned into, like, an adult thing for me. It was the transition of me being an adult, and especially basketball. I love basketball now because of how individual that sport is, and how, like, of a leader I became when it came to that. Like, that was the only time I'll probably say I was a captain, because people, like, on my team had to rely on me, because again, I was the Allen Iverson of the team. But nah, man, like, life's good, man. That's the thing, man. It's all about positivity. All love, positivity, man. That's the thing that's going to, in, like, make your life and make everyone else's life better. Like, all this negativity shit, all this, like, oh man, for example, like, customers, man, I'm sorry, but, like, motherfucker, if you're having a bad day, you're having a bad day. Don't bring that shit to other people, man. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, that's why the world is, like, doo-doo right now. It's because people just, like, once they're pissed, they just gotta lash out to some people. They gotta go on Twitter and just start tweeting, like, some madness or go on some ballistic rant. And I was like, bro, just enjoy life. Because at the end of the day, there's people that are suffering way more worse than you. So if you're out here getting ballistic that your mom didn't buy you that Balenciaga, and you're on Twitter now telling your mom that she's a piece of shit, like, bro, you gotta chill the hell out, man, or delete Twitter, deactivate your account, and burn your phone, fam, because you don't deserve to be, like, you don't deserve to be on social media if you're just gonna go on a rant for something minor when there's other people that are suffering, and they're suffering privately. That's the sad thing. There's people that are suffering privately, so you don't even know if they're suffering, but we know you're suffering because you're out here lashing out on it. And yeah, sometimes people are suffering and they have to get their like stuff out of their chest. But there's some niggas that just do it for clout, man. That's the thing. That's kind of what social media kind of messed up. And it kind of messed up the definition of reality and the fantasy. Like, there's clout and then there's reality. Like, bro, sometimes I'll be seeing, like, a lot of, like, situations with celebrities or situations with people. Like, baby mama, this and that. And in my head, I'm like, is it for clout or is this shit for real? Because if it is for real, it should be kind of private. Like, if, like, for example, this whole baby thing. I just saw it today, just the baby and her baby mama, and, like, how he was on live, and he was, like, talking about calling the police. My nigga, that's some private shit that you're supposed to do. You can't, like, again, you want to do that shit, if you want to flaunt your whole personal life like that, you do you. But, like, for me personally, like, if I got shit, like, situations like that, I gotta do that privately. Because I don't want also to embarrass the person that I'm having an issue with. Like, that's the thing. I don't want to embarrass myself personally for putting myself into this clout chasing or whole drama thing. Nope. Chasing water hole, kilometer knock, chasing water hole, kilometer. What the hell is wrong with this? Like, man, Siri on the Mac is probably the worst thing. I actually need to deactivate that motherfucker because that nigga ain't doing shit. He ain't helping me. He hasn't helped me at all since I got this Mac. In general, Siri hasn't helped me at all. I haven't even activated that in my phone, too. Like, it's just, for me, Siri just ain't it. But yeah, man, that's the thing. What I've been doing for 2 months, there you go. Music. My love for music is now kicking in. Everything from even art. When I was doing the photography, I had to kind of take a break from it because for me, I felt like, damn, I've done, what's it, I think 34 pictures I posted, but in total I did 54, edited all them shit and all that. But for me personally, like, I love photography, but like, I gotta upgrade my ability with that. Like, I gotta get an actual camera and stuff and do real stuff, like, you know what I mean? So that one is also on the hold, and it's probably again for the summer. But man, at the moment, man, like, life's good, man. Like, this music thing is cool. Maybe this podcast thing, and then also maybe the YouTube stuff. Maybe vlogging for niggas on some, like, to see South Africa realistically without seeing what people are saying about South Africa, or what they heard, or what they seen in articles about South Africa. Because South Africa, again, there's good things about some countries that have some very controversial, like, status. Like, again, Johannesburg is pretty much of a kip, but like, there's also good things about it too. Nigeria, yeah, it's corrupt. But again, there's also good things about it. China is a bit weird. Some good things about it. So, like, there's always good in a lot of things that people hide away from. The media love, especially, to hide. Especially when it comes to third world, second-ish world, second and a half world countries. When it comes to positivity, they kind of put negativity into the countries because of some maybe controversial reputation or something, and then they start, like, the Westerns think they're all this shit. Like, again, America ain't shit. Like, I'm still saying America ain't shit. Like, and again, the lockdown has literally just showed us the real America. It ain't shit. Ireland ain't shit. UK ain't shit. Spain, everything ain't shit. No one no first world country ain't shit, because they also have the issues. The only thing is they hide their issues. It's easy for them to hide their issues. But once they get exposed, that's when you know you done fucked up. Like, America proper got exposed. When Trump was literally the OG for exposing America. I'm not gonna lie, this nigga was the GOAT, man, for the last 4 years. I won't say I was a Trump supporter, but damn, this nigga was funny as hell, man. Like, what's Biden doing on his lifebed? No, I'm joking. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just negativity. Don't listen. Like, I'm not saying don't listen to the news, but don't always believe what the news say. Because, you know, some things they like to exaggerate. This whole pandemic thing, especially Corona, they'll be making some mazzaline stuff about it. Like, Corona this, Corona that. Oh, did you know that you can get, like, 30% chance of getting Corona even if you got vaccinated? Da da da. Like, nigga, I got Johnson & Johnson, and some motherfuckers are literally telling me, yeah, Johnson & Johnson ain't that good. Like, nigga, it's a vaccination. I don't care, man. I actually just don't care. I'm not putting another dusty ass vaccine into my system, man. I only put one and that's it. I got vaccinated. What you gonna do about it? Like, what are you actually gonna do about it? Because you ain't gonna do shit. Like, nigga, it's my life, my personal life. You just mind your own goddamn business. Especially the whole unvaccinated versus vaccinated. Like, nigga, that's World War III right now, what we're seeing. Niggas out here like, we don't want, like, okay, nigga, you don't want to be vaccinated, that's cool. Just suffer. Like, again, you're just gonna have to suffer ish a bit, but like, and then the vaccinated niggas need to chill the fuck out too, man. I get it, you want the whole world to go back to normal ASAP, but some people have decisions that you can't actually force to them, because people have issues and reasons why they can't take vaccines and this, and then there's some that just have these conspiracy theories. And again, don't listen to what you see on the media. Niggas' balls don't get fucking swollen when you get the vaccine. Like, Nikki, come on. Like, I love, like, Nikki, like, in this generation when it comes to female rapping. But when she said that, that kind of just disappointed me, bro. Because I'm like, bro, like, stop the cap. Stop the cap. It's like, stop the cap. don't be telling your whole barbs and all this and influencing them and manipulating them to not take the vaccine. And also, niggas need to stop listening to influencers when it comes to opinions. Because again, remember, at the end of the day, all these niggas are human beings. They all sinned. They all had their mistakes. They all did some shit exactly how you niggas doing. The only thing that's different is they got money. It's not even, they got money and fame. That's it. Yes, financially, they're way higher than like the average people. But at the end of the day, there's still human beings that you can assassinate if you have to. Like, I'm not saying assassinate these niggas, but like, if they're really that immortal and that strong and powerful, then they can live forever. They have certain powers on this. They don't. They just got money and like fame. They got money and security. That's pretty much it. Money, security, paparazzis, and like fans. That's it. Like, there's nothing really too special about them besides that. Like, other than that, they're just human beings. Like, if, for example, if I sat down with, like, if I had dinner with Jay-Z, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I'm a big fan of this. Like, I'll talk to this nigga just like a normal guy. Because first of all, like, these niggas also, like, you gotta, like, again, you gotta respect their, like, boundaries too. Because these niggas definitely be tired as fuck from listening to all you motherfuckers going ballistic. passing out and shit. And, like, fucking, can I get a picture and shit? Nah, my nigga. This nigga's just eating. Allow him to eat his food in peace. Like, don't be going around sprinting to Jay-Z just to take a picture or ask for $1 million or just sit down for him for half an hour. But, like, just treat niggas like they're normal, man. That's all you just gotta do. It's just easy in life. Even racism, like, bro, we're in 2021. There's no such thing. There's no need for racism. I get it. Privilege, white privilege is still, and you, like, again, white people, you can't really lie about this. There is still some white privilege. You can see it, especially when the media, if it's controlled by white people, it's pretty obvious. This whole Black Lives movement was just a publicity stunt to kind of pretend that they understood the situation, but they didn't, because there's not much of an impact that they did. Besides, I don't know, what's that, they banned Uncle Ben or some shit like that. They literally, oh, blackface this, oh, export. Like, nigga. No, like, it's not that deep, bro. Like, this whole, like, the whole Black Lives Matter movement was just bizarre to me. Like, I get it. It was the whole George Floyd thing. Yes, we needed some, like, justice and that. But what, like, the justice we got was just, got that nigga into prison. That's it. Same shit is still going to happen tomorrow. Like, that's the thing. Nothing is going to change if people actually do something for once, instead of just doing the usual, let me protest and this, and let me support this, and let me put this on my Instagram, and let me put this on my profile pic of a black cover and support. Nigga, you ain't doing shit besides just putting that up and just saying, yeah, I support these niggas. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't see fucking Martin Luther King being like, yes, my people, I had a dream that white and black kids can fucking hug and kiss each other, and that's it. He just literally said that, and then that's it. I had a dream, da da da. All right, good night. I just want to tell you niggas that I just had that dream. Nah, this nigga obviously did some movements, did this, did that, said boycott, all that, Mazzolini. Like, this nigga fought for America. Nelson Mandela did the exact same thing, went to prison, suffered his whole life just to fight for equal rights and justice. Like, nigga, you got to do something to actually get your point and make your point relevant. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, all this da-da-da is just gonna disappear. Like, that's the thing. Like, I was expecting so much from the Black Lives Matter movement from last year, because it got ballistic. I thought, dang, this is going to fuck the world up. This is going to, yes, finally, we got something. And, like, now in 2021, shit, just the exact same. I bet half these niggas forgot who the hell George Floyd is now. Like, I'm not being, like, I'm not taking no, like, bro. It's like, you got to make a statement, but you got to keep it as for real. Because even there was some controversy with the whole Black Lives Matter leaders and all this when it came to, I think, I don't really want to start stirring up rumors and stuff, so I'm not even going to mention that. But yeah, like, mate, the world is weird, man. I know that. But, like, sometimes you kind of, especially now that the world's a bit too weird, you got, like, for me personally, I'm just going to keep my own lane. Especially with season 2. I'm not really going to do all that political talk and stuff now anymore. I let that shit out in the first season. That was kind of my first season of just me kind of just ranting about shit that I just find weird or annoying or makes no sense. I never hated it, just found it weird, just found it annoying, just needed answers, that's all. My brother was just curious. He's not hating on nothing. He's not hating on LGBT, he's not hating on no white people, he's not hating on no black people, he's not hating on no UK drill, this. He's just saying some shit that it just doesn't make sense. I'm just questioning, does this shit make sense to you, or am I tripping? Like, that's what I'm trying to say with all this whole thing, you know what I mean? So, live life, eat life, feel life, you know what I mean? That's the only thing. Cool, calm, collected. That's the only way you survive in this life. And again, passion, composure, success. Focus on that. Goals in your life. You got to focus on that. Because, bro. Oh, if you really like living an average life, then yeah, be my guest. But, bro, there's people that have so much potential that I know that it's just gone now. Because they didn't fulfill it, or they just weren't bothered anymore. But anyway. It's been like an hour and 5 minutes, and it's like 11:40 anyway, so man's gonna go to bed. But it was great anyway to just do this, get this out of my thing. Probably I'll do a part two again, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, at least this episode is out of the way. Episode 10, that's been waiting for so long, son, so long, like, oh my days, man. Like, I remember just seeing the mic and being like, damn, I still gotta do that 10 times. So, like, the thing is, I have like 3 unfootaged episodes of that were supposed to be the 10th episode, but I just wasn't like fucking with it, you know what I mean? I just didn't like it, I just didn't make sense. Then and again, there were some issues, some of the guests. So, I was like, all right, I'm just gonna take a long hiatus break, and when I feel like it, I'll make an episode. And right now, I'm feeling myself today, I'm feeling myself tonight, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But anyway, stay humble, stay good, and I'll talk to you, and I'll probably see you guys when I see you guys. Deuces.